Today, we are talking to Ms. Rivi Vansaw. She lives at Route 2, Box 3610, Lufkin, Texas, which is in the Ball Hill community. Today's date is February the 20th, 1986. My name is Marie Davis, and with me is Vivian Warner. Card button.
Now you can ask the first question.
Ms. Vansaw, when were you born?
I was born in August 1902.
Okay.
And so far as I know, I was born in Emporia. And there were a big family of us, and I was next to the youngest, a family of nine.
Mm-hmm. And would you like to name your brothers and sisters?
My oldest, the oldest in the family was a sister, Lorena. She married Dee Scarborough and had nine children. Ed was next. She married Jeff Scarborough and had two children. Then oldest brother Tom Port, M, Dick, Molly, me, and Bill.
Okay. And what was your parents' names?
My father was Tom Vansaw. And my mother was Jenny.
Okay. Were they native to Angelin County?
No. My father was born in Louisiana, and his family came to Texas in when he was about seven and settled around Liberty. There his father was killed. And then they moved on up to Mineola. And when he was 13, his mother was killed by a fallen roof. And he had one sister. And they drifted to Tyler County, around Chester. And my mother was born in Leon County. And they moved down to Tyler County. And she said the thing that she remembered about them moving, she was a small girl, was that they had to cross the river in a ferry, and it scared her very much. But anyhow, that's where my father and mother married, is in Tyler County.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they came to Texas, I imagine, about in the 80s, I imagine it was, they came to Texas. And they settled in around Burke and around the location where the Renfros live.
Down toward Shawnee Prairie?
Down below Beulah community.
Mm-hmm.
And where Granddad Renfro lived, mm-hmm. in that area. They were friends of the Warners and the Fairchilds.
Mm-hmm. Your father went to work for Southern Pine when it was just almost started, didn't he?
Yes. I've heard him talk about that he started working there when the mill began to be built.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then after it was built, he went to work in the woods, in the camp areas,
uh-huh.
where the woods, the logs were being cut.
What was his job?
Well, I don't know whether he ever sawed logs or not. I never heard him speak of it. They're called flatheads.
Mm-hmm.
But he mostly worked in directing how the wood was to be cut. You know, they have to lay it off in lands so that one sawyer will have a certain place to saw and not get all mixed up.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he scaled logs too, and help purchase land and help look over for buying new areas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mostly what he did.
Mm-hmm.
But
did he, He worked with Mr. Kinley.
That was in securing land and working out with problems, lawsuits, and things like that. Mm-hmm. He worked with Mr. Kinley.
Mm-hmm. Probably surveying land.
Yeah, mainly. Mm-hmm. Yes. I guess when they go to buy it, that they would go, somebody go and inspect it.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you know. And they had lots of trouble with people claiming land that they claimed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot of problems there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you lived at the camps.
Yes. The first camp I can remember living at was Camp 2. It's in Trinity County, and the post office was Iris. It was not a big camp, I don't think, and we lived in cars in a row, and we got our water from a railroad tank that they hauled in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember too much about that. I remember that's the place where my mother had her teeth pulled. She lost her teeth when she was young.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember the dentist coming to the house and pulling those teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And
did they have a doctor at that camp?
Oh, yes. Dr. Talley moved there with his bride.
Mm-hmm.
We thought Miss Talley was the prettiest thing in the world. She was pretty. And they built him a little house. I don't know whether it was a little house, but a house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was built up towards where the new schoolhouse was built.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to school when we first moved there, where the people, the natives, that had their school. And it was a mile or more, I don't remember, from the camp to the school, and they had a church and a cemetery there. And I can remember the cemetery with lots of colored glass on the graves. That's the first time I'd ever seen that.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the name of that church and cemetery?
No, I don't. I wish I did. It's in Trinity County.
But the post office was Iris?
Mm-hmm. The post office was Iris.
How far was it from the camp?
I don't remember where the post office was.
Mm-hmm.
I was rather small.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then. And then in a year or two, I don't know how long, well, they built a school up close to the camp. And I don't remember whether the country children went to that school or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the families that I remember there were the Esteses and the Whites and the Bowmans and the Perkins. And when that locality was cut out, well, they moved the camp to Walkerton. Oh, it was still in Houston County, I believe. It was in Houston County, I believe it was. And they told us they was going to move on a certain day and that we'd need to prepare some food. And I can remember Ms. Bowman having some cooked liver hash, and it was real good.
Mm-hmm.
And they loaded their cars with a steam loader onto flat cars and moved us over to Walkerton, and we got there at night. And they set our cars down, and we slept that night in our cars. And it happened that our car was set in the wrong place, and we had to move.
You had to pick it back up?
No, we moved out of the car into another one up front.
Mm-hmm.
Up nearer towards where the post office, and one of the post office, but commissary and water tanks
mm-hmm.
were. And this water tank was a big wood one. They haul the water from the river.
Mm-hmm.
And
what did the cars look like? Can you remember to describe them?
Well, it looked much like a trailer house now, only they were better built. They were substantial.
Mm-hmm.
Had small windows and not too many windows in them. They were painted a red on the outside, not a bright red. And inside they were not painted, but they were sealed completely.
Mm-hmm. Now, these were real box cars that they just made into houses.
Well, I imagine they were made like them, but I don't think they were. I don't think they were ever meant for box cars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, but they made them that size so they could carry.
And they were well built, so they could move them.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had cut out a area of land, well, then they had to move their camp.
Uh-huh.
And from that camp, there were spurs that run out into the timber that the trains went out and carried the men out and brought them back and hauled out the logs.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the work in the woods was done with teams. That's when they bunched the logs, and then they had the steam loader to put them onto the cars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one of the main things when we lived at Walkerton was the trains. I guess they came and went pretty often. And to us kids, the heroes was the engineers.
Mm-hmm.
Would he blow the whistle on the train part?
Yeah, they blew the whistles.
Uh-huh.
We knew by the whistle which train it was. There's one train they call a Shay. I don't know the old Shay. It must have been an old one. I don't. But one of the engineers, I think he was an engineer, was Les Ing. He was Bert Ing and brother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how would you get supplies out there?
The supplies, we bought everything from the commissary, and the supplies to the commissary came from the mill, brought in there on a train.
From Dybal.
From Dybal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And anything that was special had to be special ordered. They brought it in by train. You could special order things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in the commissary, we had about everything that people then bought in stores. At Christmas times they had the toys and in ball season they had whatever it took for that.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember they had a 4th of July celebration one time and they had barrels of beer. To me, it was barrels.
Uh-huh.
We weren't a beer family.
Uh-huh. Well, did they have ice and ice cream?
There's a regular ice house, and that we could buy ice. As far as I know, we didn't have any refrigerators.
Mm-hmm.
But we could buy ice cream at the commissary. And if you wanted more than just a cone, well, you could carry a bowl down there and get your bowl full and bring home.
Oh, uh-huh.
I remember we had a flouty bowl. I think it had roses in it. That's the one we took to get ice cream in.
Because it was about the right size you needed, I guess.
It's pretty, I imagine.
Well, did your mother ever go out to Lufkin or places like that?
At certain times of the year when somebody was sick, we would go and we went by train. The children usually stayed at home unless she was going to visit somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember she went to town one time. And I don't know how she got to the train or anything like that, but she come home with a big wood box full of dry goods. And I remember once my sister, Em, had cross eyes. And she they wanted them to straighten, and they had the idea that she could go and have surgery and straighten the eyes. So they took her in to Lufkin, but they couldn't do it, and she was awful disappointed. Mm-hmm. And I imagine she got a lot of problems with people criticizing her eyes, but that's something people can't help.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
I remember when we lived at Walkerton, another family was a Chisholm family, and the oldest one of them was May, who married George Thompson. Mm-hmm. And May was deaf, and so when she come, well, she was a friend of M's, and they had to talk on their fingers.
Oh, uh-huh.
And one of M's chores was to churn. And when May came, M couldn't churn. She had to talk to me, and it fell my lot to churn.
Uh-huh. She had to use her fingers.
And I didn't like that.
Uh-huh.
And I had to churn one day, and I didn't want to. And I cried, and I said, I wish the old churn dasher would break. And I wish I would die. So what happened? The churn dasher did break.
Oh, I bet you got it.
And then I got afraid I was going to die. There wasn't much for entertainment that I know about, except the children played together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now if children just got a chance to play together instead of having all the toys that they have now, well, they would have enjoyed it. But anyhow, someone had given me some money, and I used it to buy rope to build a swing, and it was put way up between two tall pines. And that was one place we played, and mm-hmm. the older ones, the teenagers played there too.
Mm-hmm.
A good place to court, perhaps.
Yeah, they courted, I'm sure. Another thing, the schoolhouse at Walkerton was built across a branch up on a hill. Oh, I would say about 200 or 300 yards. And the seats, desk in there, were long benches with desk on the top were handmade.
Mm-hmm.
And they had one plank that was the top of the desk. And it was not in two pieces, it was one plank wide. And we had to sit at the long desk, and Mr. Lee, Holland Lee, was the teacher there. And he was very strict, and he told us if he caught us talking three times, he's going to paddle us. And he caught me twice, and I was afraid he was going to catch me. So.
So you were real quiet for a while.
Yeah, and while we live there, I don't know whether you want this in here. While we live there is when the Christies and the Durhams had their killing.
Mm.
And the road from Crockett come out to the camp in front of the schoolhouse. And one day there's a team come in there, and one of them was a gray mule, I believe. Anyhow, this team came in running, and it hung up on a stump, the wagon did, and then broke the team loose. And of course, everybody from the camp went up to see what it was, kids and any. And so we ran up there, and about the time we got there, Carl Durham rode up on a horse and rode around and looked at the wagon. And Miss White said, he's dead. And it was Mr. Christian was dead. And he rode away. The man rode away. So he said there was two more up the road. And that night after that, they laid those men out up at the in front of the schoolhouse on plank with one end on the log and one end on the ground. And there were three, twin brothers and the father.
Were they the Durhams or the Christies?
They were the Durhams that were, Christies that were dead. And the Durhams, Carl, supposed to had.
That was the other side of the feud.
Yeah. And their mothers, I understood, were sisters.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. We've heard that mentioned, you know, from time to time.
Well, anyhow, one of the Durham boys, Carl's brother and his wife, spent the night at our house that night. They were so much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I mean, they were in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Sad.
It wasn't in trouble in mm-hmm. camp.
Mm-hmm. Did you buy your books when you went to the camp at school? School at camp?
We had to buy our books and all of our supplies, and mm-hmm. There were not too many at that time. People didn't have many books.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like now that there's so many books you can't read them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And two, if we wanted to buy just something other than what they had at the commissary, we had trouble doing it, and there's no way to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there was a store out at Drusaw. General merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
And one Sunday in the spring, I went out there with my father. And if I remember, I really wasn't going out there to buy shoes, but he let me buy a pair of shoes. And I was a little girl, and I bought a pair with heels that were white. And I got back home, the family readily told me that they were not appropriate for me to wear, but I had to wear them.
They were your shoes.
Yeah. That we... live by Miss Durham, too.
Did they have a boarding house at Walkerton?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm talking. It was up towards the commissary.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
This is all.
Mm-hmm. Hmm?
It's all.
I guess they had the place for the people that didn't have families to
uh-huh.
sleep. I'm sure they did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, the... no, let's have...
After you left Walkerton, where did you move to?
We moved to Bald Hill, to the farm.
Your father kept your farm all the time.
Yeah, uh-huh.
He was working.
Yeah, and he was away from home a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we'd come home and run the farm, and he always kept a hand hired.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we lived.
Mm-hmm. How did you move from...
In wagons.
In wagons,
mm-hmm. I remember one time we moved, and I don't know where we was moving this time. Must have been the first time we moved. We moved in a wagon, and we crossed the Iron Bridge over here across 94, uh-huh. And went by, and they out there was an artesian well on the road. Somewhere out there,
mm-hmm.
and I'd never seen one before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, now when you moved from, say, Camp 2 to Walkerton, how would the family get there? Would you ride the train?
I imagine we rode in the caboose.
Uh-huh.
I've ridden in the caboose more than one time.
Uh-huh. They probably had a special car for the people to ride in. Or
well, it was a caboose. I'm mm-hmm. sure we rode in the caboose.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The first teaching I did, I got my certificate by examination. And it was in the latter part of the year. And my brother was running the corral in the woods out of White City. And this corral was down close to where Brooklyn is. It's at what they call Powell Town.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught there a half a year. And the schoolhouse was, I had to walk down the railroad to get the schoolhouse from, I live with my brother and his family. And the kids would come in from around Powell Town.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I taught about 3 months or four.
How old were you?
I imagine I was about 21.
Mm-hmm. How many children did you have?
Oh, I guess I had about 15. And some of them were named Powell. And I can't remember the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
did you teach them all in one room?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. They all came to one room, and they knew as much as I did, I think.
I doubt that.
Then I started going to school, and I taught 2 years out at Bald Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year, I taught at Fastrow. And
how did you get to Fastrow?
I went to Rusk.
On the train, do you think?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I went on the train. Because then's the only way you could travel. Mm-hmm. There was no buses.
Where did you stay, Ruby?
I stayed at my brother's.
Oh, your brother mm-hmm. lived at Fastrow.
Mm-hmm. The one that died when he was 31. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, there was two teacher school. And Miss Little was the principal. And that's when Minnie Durham and her older sister went to school there. They were in Miss Little's room. The only one I can remember I taught was Louise. Her mother was a Jordan.
Mm-hmm. She married Benny Rector, Louise.
Yeah.
We know her as Louise Rector.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. You taught there 1 year?
1 year.
Mm-hmm. And then where did you?
Let me see. I think the next year I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And to get to, I went to school at Huntsville. And to get there, I had to catch the train over to Groveton and then on to Trinity and spend part of the night in Trinity to catch a Sunshine Special out and get off at Phelps. Or I had to go ride the train up to Jacksonville across to Palestine and catch the Sunshine Special down to Phelps.
And then how would you get to Huntsville?
Well, they had a track out
mm-hmm.
to there. From Phelps, they had a train out to Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
And it got there, down in Huntsville, about 4 o'clock in the morning. And you had to get if you rode the train out, well, all right. Then they had taxis out of, you could get a taxi out of Phelps.
Mm-hmm. It'd take you part of 24 hours to get there, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And if you have something one time, when I was teaching, I taught at Oakhurst. Oakhurst is right out of Phelps. And I got into Trinity, and I caught a bus, I believe, then, over to Groveton. And I had to stay all night in Groveton. Mm-hmm. And taxi driver, I got a taxi, and I wanted to go to a hotel, and he carried me to this place. I didn't know where the hotels were and didn't know them. He carried me to this place, and I didn't like the looks of it. So when I got to my room, I couldn't lock my door. So I went downstairs. I was going to leave. And it was dark. And when I went to tell the person that was at the desk, I had to go through a dark room. And a man caught my arm. And I caused a commotion.
I don't blame you.
And then I was carried over to a regular hotel. I was scared to death.
Scared, I can imagine.
Was the taxi a T-model Ford?
I'm